In this bulletin, the financial sector prepares for the release of the Royal Commission. A Sydney man is likely to face extradition to Croatia for historical war crimes. And the New England Patriots win the 2019 Super Bowl. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australian-based refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi has been given until April the 5th to prepare a defence against a request to be extradited to his native Bahrain. He will remain in a Thai prison until then. It comes after Mr. Al-Arabi faced Bangkok Criminal Court, where he said he could be killed if he's returned to Bahrain. The Royal Commission's report into Australia's banking, superannuation and financial services system will be released this afternoon. The final report will give a review of the misconduct carried out by the big financial institutions, while Commissioner Kenneth Hain will outline his recommendations. The report will be released once the share market has closed in an attempt to minimise its impact on the dollar. Anna Bly from the Australian Banking Association has told the Seven Network the report will affect everyone and not just the banks.
Every Australian, I think, is looking to see a report that will deliver a much stronger and more ethical banking system. I've got no doubt there's going to be some very tough medicine in this report, but what the whole industry is hoping for is that it's also a report that has recommendations that are workable and that give us a chance to reset our relationship with the Australian people.
A 59-year-old Sydney man is likely to face extradition to Croatia for historical war crimes. The Special War Crimes Investigations Unit in Croatia last month laid charges against Zoran Tadic over an alleged massacre of 43 people, including 30 civilians. Mr. Tadic was allegedly the leader of a Serbian paramilitary unit at the time. SBS's multiple attempts to contact him for comment have not yet succeeded. The Australian Attorney General's Department has also declined to comment. This isn't the first time an Australian has faced charges for war crimes in Croatia. In 2015, after a decade-long legal battle, Dragan Vasiljevic was extradited to Croatia, where he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. To football, the New England Patriots have won the 2019 Super Bowl after defeating the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. The Boston-based franchise now join the Pittsburgh Steelers as the only two to win six Super Bowls. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was named the game's most valuable player. Cricket and Australia has claimed a comfortable 2-0 Test series win against Sri Lanka, after winning the second test by 366 runs in Canberra. It's Australia's first multi-game series victory in any format since the ball tampering saga last year. Australia's Mitchell Starc claimed 10 wickets for the match, while Joe Burns, Usman Khawaja, Travis Head and Curtis Patterson each scored over 100 runs with the bat. Starc, awarded player of the match, has told the Seven Network he's happy with how the team played, given its struggles over the past few months.
It's probably been the game we've been searching for all summer, and to have four centurions and it was fantastic to see as a young and inexperienced group and something we can really take forward.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 27. Hobart, a cloudy day and 20. Canberra, a shower or two, 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, sunny and 28. Brisbane, a shower or two and 32 degrees. Cairns, rain with a possible storm and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.